Can we ever say, I love you too much? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Can we ever say, I love you too much? Well, no. So, end. The more we say, I love you, the more we are reminding ourselves to look at the world with love-filled eyes. The more we are reminding ourselves to look at everything in our world as loving, unconditionally loving, and beautiful and worthwhile being. The more we say, I love you, the better. Now, I'm a very busy man. I have lots of projects going. I have lots of activities going. And yet, I take time to say, I love you to people. Mm-hmm. I take time to say, I love you at the end of my letters instead of just love her, you know. Mm. And I take time at the beginning of my letters to say, beloved Ellen, instead of just hi Ellen or ciao Ellen or what's up kid, you know.
Yeah.
I definitely say beloved each time because I'm reminding myself that this person to whom I'm writing and talking is my beloved. Someone very precious to me, someone very special to me. And sometimes we forget that. It's quite easy to forget it because we're in the hubbub of rush. I look at the SMS. And if any of you don't know what SMS is, that's okay, look it up. Short message sending. So, this is a little thing that is in everything. And you just click on the message to the place you want it to go, and then you say, oh, Sylvia, would you please bring over the MacBook if you're not using it anymore? I'd like to put it in my shelf before I forget about it. And if you don't bring it over when I ask you to bring it over, then I have to remember to tell you to bring it over and to tell you to bring it over until you bring it over. And then finally when you bring it over, I say thank you for bringing it over. And you could have had that thank you much earlier if you brought it over earlier. But I take time to remember to do the things that have to be done. And I take time to do these things because I feel that if there is equipment sitting around that's not being used, it shouldn't be there. Now, if Ingeborg has equipment on her desk that she's not using, it should be taken off so that she doesn't have a desk full of equipment that she's not using. Because it's kind of silly to do that. Now, you're using the Mac Mini, right? The little square box.
Sometimes.
Oh, are you using both computers? If you shake your head no, that means you're not using both.
At the moment,
I don't want a discussion. If you want it, you may have it. If you don't want it, then I'll remove it. If you're going to use it, you may have it. If you're not going to use it, I'll remove it. Because I don't want things piled up on your desk. Now, we have two printers on your desk, and one functions perfectly, and the other would function perfectly, but there's a little glitch that we have to take care of. So we should remove that printer until it functions. Because if it is there and not functioning, it's just taking up room. Now, what is the thing that makes us feel that we're so busy? Clutter. Clutter makes us feel busy. When I have my sink all filled with dishes and all filled with things, I feel very busy. So what I do, I keep it clean. Now, I've got the kitten kennel sitting on half of my sink. You know, half the calendar, and it's in an orderly way. And on the other half, I have everything that I use in an orderly way. Now, when I go to my kitchen sink, I don't feel I have to wash all the dishes before I do anything because everything is ready. Everything is put away in the cupboards and everything is organized for me. When I go to my desk, I have a box, and this box is an in and out box. It has everything I want to do in and everything I want to do out in it. So I keep everything in it, and take everything and throw it into it. And sometimes I have to go through it and sort it out and figure out what is priority, but that's okay. Now, the main thing that we want to do, we want to learn how to be orderly. Now, every time I look at my my yellow kitten, my
Blondie.
my Blondie, I see her anus and I see how it is unclean. And immediately I think, well, I should clean it. But I am not in the position to do it right at the moment. So I hope when she comes home after a visit today, she'll have a clean bottom. In fact, all of them will have clean bottoms, because that's what I do every day to them. I wash their bottoms so that they're all clean. Now, that's what their mother would do. Now, these kittens are so young, they shouldn't have left their mother yet, because she hadn't taught them to do all those things. And she hadn't taught them to take care of it. And the mother took care of these things herself. And now there's no mother around, and so I have to take care of these things. I have to wash their bottoms, and I have to wash the sleep out of their eyes. And if I don't, they get little mites in there, and other little things develop. And it's something you want to be very careful of. And fortunately, I have three kittens here. And two of them teach the other how to keep a clean box to potty in. And the other will learn, but probably if its mother were here and its mother saw it doing it improperly, she'd pick him up by the neck and put him over there and say, no, 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 you do this way. And I think that's probably what mothers are for, you know? Mm-hmm. They teach the children what things are to be done to make a happy life. Now, are we ever too busy to keep order? Are we ever too busy to keep our life in a harmonious, orderly way? And, of course, the answer is no. Now, Ingeborg has a big chore. She has two legs and two arms, and she likes to go for walks. And she likes to bring wood to the house. And she piles it all in front of the garage door. Now, we have a place on the side of the garage where the wood should be stored until we're going to use it, but not in front of the garage door. Because if we ever want to open the garage door, and we might want to do that from time to time, mm-hmm. we can't do it because the stuff is all piled in front of it. If we want to pull up a golf cart into a different location in front of the garage door, we can't do that either. So all those things should be put away every day after you use them. And you say, well, I don't have time and I've run out of energy. Well, run out of energy sooner so that you're on the edge of the garage instead of in the middle of the carport, you know. So these are all things that we train ourselves to do. Now, Rex is that way too. I have never taken time to train Rex to put his toys away. Now, really, he can learn how to do it. He learns how to take them out. He learns how to go get his toys to bring them to me to play, and he can also learn how to put them away. I'm writing letters to the various students, and I'm wishing them happiness, and wishing them right action, wishing them peace. And as I write to them, I send it on the different stationaries that are available on Word, and they're very charming. And sometimes I'll throw a picture in when I have one available, and it makes it very nice. It makes it a very nice little thing. And I think that if all of us were able to take the time to do these little things, just make a program to do them, to keep our sink orderly. You too.
Yeah,
I go into your kitchen, and in your sink are two cups with spoons in them and water in them, in which you had tea or coffee. And I think to myself, I'm going to smash those spoons. I'm going to smash those cups. And if I smash the cups, then she'll get the idea that there's only one cup left. And if she is going to leave that in the sink, that'll get smashed too. And so she's not going to do that. But I shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't have to be the dramatic mother that picks you up and points your nose at the mess that you didn't cover up. You know. And it's important for all of us. It's important for all of us. Now, Ingeborg, she has a tendency to go in the kitchen and leave things sitting around too, instead of putting them away. And this is not acceptable. And then Ingeborg has on her desk a cup from one day and another cup for another day and another cup for another day. Pretty soon she's going to have all of our cups on her desk, because she doesn't take them away and wash them and put them away. You got to do that. Now, what I'm saying to you is we have time to do these things. We have time to get them in the first place. We have time to enjoy life. And if we don't do everything in order and carefully, we will never have a happy life, because nobody will be able to find anything. And everything we look for will be a mess. Now, another thing that we do here, we're very cautious about that, and that is we turn off the lights in the rooms where we're not using them. Now, it's not because of the electricity. The amount of electricity is not very much, but it's the habit. And now, if we're going to do it because we want to save electricity, well then, I can offer you a bunch of other things too. We'll get rid of our cell phones, we'll get rid of our extra telephones, we'll have just one telephone line that goes everywhere, and we'll have everything else shut off, and we'll have light switches that whenever a room is dark, that is, whenever a room is light, the light switch shuts off, and when the room is dark, the light switch goes on. So that means everything will be lit up all night long, huh? Wouldn't that be fascinating? Why am I saying all these things? I'm saying all these things because we have time to do it, and we have time to do it right. Now, let's always do it right. Now, Ingeborg says, Herb, you're always bitching at me. You're always hollering at me. You're always trying to tell me what to do. Sylvia says, you never give me any compliments. You're always telling me what to do. You're always telling me how to do it. And Ellen says, well, I guess I deserve that. And then she takes care of it. And then Ellen walks away a happy lady. But she walks away a happy lady because she doesn't fight the program. Now, we have a monastery here, and we would like to invite people to come to the monastery and be monks with us. And we haven't the slightest idea what their role is going to be. We haven't the slightest idea what their role is going to be. But what does role mean? That means if you open it, you close it. It means the little rules that go into the whole thing. Now, if we think we're going to teach other people how to be monks, we better learn how to be monks ourselves and how to be good monks. And not tattletale monks, but just good monks. A good monk doesn't say somebody else forgot to do something. A good monk does it and does it well and is themselves a very orderly person. So, with that in mind, give yourself a happy day. Give yourself a day filled with joy and peace and harmony as you learn to be orderly and learn to do things that are necessary to do. And Ellen, you have been writing to a young man who wants to become a monk, and you've been giving him all sorts of instructions, and he only lives in Long Beach. I would say to you, don't say anything to him. Say, come down to the monastery and let us meet you. And we will tell you all the details. And you're not that far away that we have to send you all sorts of epistles. Mm-hmm. Because we're a little pissed off in sending epistles that are never answered.
Yeah.
And so therefore, we don't care. If you are that inconsiderate and discourteous not to answer our responses, we don't want you here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't sound very nice, does it?
But
that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Now, Heinz wants to come and visit us for a period of time, and he wants to make sure I'm here, I'm not here, whatever it is he wants to make sure, and that's fine. But this whole operation here is different from whatever we've done in the past. In the past, we've been a caretaker for all of the people who come here. Now, they're going to take care of themselves. They're going to walk their own perfect, beautiful, magnificent path, and they're going to be magnificent monks and magnificent spiritually illumined beings. And the choice is each of ours. And when people come here, we don't tell them about our problems. We don't tell them about the things that bug us here and that make us unhappy. We only tell them what is their responsibility to do here, and then that's all that's to it. So, with that having been said, you all probably think I've said too much. But, in any event, have a lovely day. I intend to.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.